This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Counties have entered a critical phase for officially wrapping up work on last month's primary. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Colorado was one of the first states in the country to require counties audit their election results. Bipartisan teams will pull out randomly selected paper ballots and manually record the vote choices on them in order to compare those against the counts from scanning machines. Peg Pearl oversees elections in Arapahoe County.
We submit it to the state, and then the state program compares that to what was already in the record from this voting system and will let us know if there's any that don't match, what they call discrepancies, and why.
Pearl says most problems that come up are from voters making unclear marks on their ballot. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado drivers have lots of room for improvement. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says that's one takeaway from a new CDOT survey.
10% of Colorado drivers say they rarely or never stop for pedestrians. One out of five say they drive within 2 hours of drinking alcohol. Nearly as many say they regularly speed. None of these data points have changed too much since last year. But state safety officials say such behaviors have still likely contributed to Colorado's ongoing rise in traffic fatalities. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A former Mesa County Election Office staffer has been arrested on charges related to last year's security breach of the county's voting machines. Sandra Brown is the third person arrested in the scandal involving Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and the unauthorized copying of data from election machines. Brown is accused of helping to steal a man's identity and lying to the Secretary of State's office as part of the alleged scheme. She was fired from her county job last year. This is CPR News and KRCC.